Hollywood blames stock market freefall on Trump. Having a pathological liar as president is deadly. By David Ng on March 9, 2020. Hollywood celebrities are moving on from freaking out about the coronavirus to freaking out about the stock market, and many of them are predictably blaming the same person for both, President Donald Trump. Left-wing stars and cultural figures used the precipitous decline in the major stock indices on Monday to trash President Trump and even call for his removal from office. As they endeavored to sow pandemonium on social media, they resorted to calling the president an idiot, a jackass, and even Donald fuck. Rosie O'Donnell called for President Trump to be removed from office due to the stock market's decline on coronavirus fears. Bette Midler tweeted out her disdain for the way President Trump has handled coordination with international financial institutions and parts of his own cabinet. Actor Billy Baldwin called President Trump a jackass, adding that his leadership during the outbreak has caused stock markets around the world to tank. Meanwhile, his brother Alec Baldwin used concerns about the stock market to promote Joe Biden's bid for president. Scrubs actor Zach Braff attempted to mock President Trump for his tweet about the crash in oil and its effect on gas prices. Actor-director Rob Reiner called President Trump a pathological liar, while author Stephen King called him an idiot twice in the same tweet. Third Rock from the Sun actress Kristen Johnston joined Rosie O'Donnell in calling for President Trump to be removed from office. Comedian actor Patton Oswalt appeared to link President Trump's use of term fake news to the coronavirus and the falling stock market, even though President Trump has never denied either. Actor-filmmaker Albert Brooks posted and then deleted a tweet on Monday in which he inaccurately accused President Trump of denying the steep declines in the stock market. As stocks crumble and people lose their savings and the oil market collapses, this Trump guy still says it's fake news. Right up there with the other fake stories like World War II and the election of Trump, the broadcast news star wrote in the deleted tweet. Actress Ellen Barkin called the president Donald fuck in a semi-coherent tweet meant to make fun of the president. Comedian actor Rob Delaney, the star of Amazon's Catastrophe, used the falling stock market as an opportunity to plug Bernie Sanders as the Democratic nominee for president over Joe Biden. TBS Full Frontal with Samantha Bee joked that the stock market has been touching its face in defiance of healthcare professionals' recommendations to prevent the spread of coronavirus. The West Wing actor Josh Malina also dissed President Trump for his effort to provide context to the coronavirus mortality rate. Comedian actor Kumail Nanjiani did his part to add to the sense of public panic. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNG. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.